Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The FBI regularly breaks the law by swooping in and scooping up evidence that embarrasses the Democrat Party, like manifestos. When the shooter's dead, there's no trial. Those are public. It is a violation of the law, but they walk in and steal them anyway. This tradition started under Barack Obama when a Muslim immigrant went to a gay bar and shot it up. He called 911 because he wanted to make sure there was no way the Democrat Party could censor why he was shooting it up. He said he was with ISIS. He was killing for Allah. You could hear him firing the gun while he was explaining himself to the 911 operator. He thought for all time, there was an election coming up and Muslim immigration had been a big topic and it might hurt the Democrats. So what did the Obama FBI do? Oh, they swooped in and stole the 911 tape. 911 tapes, folks, are the beating heart of FOIA. I know, as a reporter, I always used to pull them. Unless they are evidence in an upcoming trial, and even then, most of the time, the judge will order them released. Well, that guy's dead. So what do? The feds swooped up and stole it. Hit it. Lied and said he was, including putting FBI agents out to lie. Remember this? Say, oh, he shot up the gay bar because he's mad. He got jilted by a boyfriend. There was no boyfriend. He had a wife. He was a jihadist. Committed. It would have been a problem for Obama. So they just stole it. Broke the law in the process. FOIA law. They did it again and again after that, including with Audrey Hale, the transgender shooter who shot Democrat talking points out her mouth as if they'd been written by the DNC. This was 2023 is a problem for Joe Biden and the Democrats. So the FBI once again swooped in and stole the manifesto, violating Freedom of Information Act law. Again, Hale is dead. There is no trial. In her manifesto, which we've only seen because good people somewhere leaked it, Hale slammed white privilege, women, and of course hated Christians, because that's practically a prerequisite for being a Democrat now. As she was. Hidden by the FBI was her kill list. That just came out. Two of the names are still redacted, again in violation of FOIA law. But Trump's name was listed under a column of people Hale wanted to kill. Yeah, that would have helped Republicans. So law had to be broken. That's what they do. And folks, you're seeing the echoes of this again with this light rail killing in Charlotte, this beautiful Ukrainian woman. Democrats screaming bloody murder. Not because of the murder, they don't care about that. Because you're able to speak of it without FBI interference, without their censorship on social media, as we had under Joe Biden. They can't stand it. But here's the good part, and there's really good news here. You can see this in Brian Stelter losing it yesterday. It used to be that the Democrat media, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, could just pick a person, tell a lot of lies about how they died, as is their tradition. Trayvon Martin would be one. Michael Brown, another one. Hands up, don't shoot. Never happened. Tell a lot of lies about how they died and nationalize a local story. We just did that with Irina Zarudzka on X. We've never had the ability to do it before. And the mainstream media couldn't do a damn thing about it to save the Democrats. And they are outraged. In fact, I go on to say this incident proves one thing. We're more powerful than they are now. They can't stop it. They tried to black it out. Every major media outlet blacked it out and then was forced to talk about it. Here's Brian Stelter of CNN losing his mind because he couldn't stop this. Couldn't stop us. Couldn't stop the truth.
Most murders in the U.S. never become national news. This one's garnered attention for a couple of reasons. Number one, first and foremost, the recent release of that gruesome video. Second, the energy from pro-Trump activists. They picked up on this video from local news and ran with it. It's a little bit like the times when civil rights groups have raised attention about police-involved shootings. In this case, it is Trump-aligned influencers who are posting up a storm about this case on social media. Really, over the weekend, Elon Musk, Charlie Kirk, other Trump-aligned figures succeeded in making this senseless death a symbol of big city crime. And it's being used, as you said, Brianna, as a political symbol, with MAGA media calling for more forceful punishments and more incarceration.
He's mad about this because he said, Lord, we didn't tell anybody, but everybody knows, and that's wrong. We don't control the narrative. I know you don't, do you, sucker? Here he is. You can see he's mad Trump found out about this from social media. He's mad that social media can set the agenda now, not him.
We heard President Trump asked about it yesterday when he was heading home from New York City. He didn't seem to know much about it. He said he would get briefed. And then today, Trump did know all about it. That's exactly what has happened here. This story has trickled up from local news to social media and now to the president's attention. And it's being used, as you said, Brianna, as a political symbol, with MAGA media calling for more forceful punishments and more incarceration.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.